With Biz Radio. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Paul Andrews.
Hello.
Stonkingly starving, because I'm on my early morning monthly, aren't I?
I beg your pardon?
For the Superior Show, Scoff and Quaff.
Oh, yeah, that nonsense we did earlier.
Yeah, I have to get up so early and it's dark.
Yeah, but you've been scoffing gin for an hour.
Well, a little gin and tonic. That was my... first of all, I had a green smoothie at home, but you don't like those, do
Oh,
you?
That's horrible.
It was one of my best...
That's horrible.
One of my best ones.
Layla, she drinks seaweed green... smoothies, they're horrible, they're disgusting.
It is absolutely delicious. So today I had organic, everything's organic, it's a little organic box I get later.
Right.
Had spinach, ginger root, then I had a little carrot, which is very good for female hormones. Celery, very, very good, especially for vaccine damage. Some beautiful berries.
I've got to tell you.
Some organic coconut. And some collagen, marine collagen, of course, very good for your joints, especially if you're a yoga teacher, of course. And washed it all down with some cacao and some, obviously some agua went in there, agua sin gas.
Somebody for a laugh on Twitter the other day had a picture of a packet of sandwiches they bought in Boots. Yeah. And it was from the Boots.
Last time I looked, Boots was a pharmacy.
Yeah. And they do takeaway food. It was a vegan plant-based sandwich, is what it said, But it was smoked salmon and cream cheese. And somebody tweeted, you've told me what it says, and it's not smoked salmon and cream cheese, is what it says. It says, you told me what's not in it, what actually is in it?
Really?
Right, and loads of people were speculating. And then eventually they came back on and they went, well, the salmon is actually carrot, right? And the cream cheese isn't cream cheese, it's vegan mayonnaise. And he's going, it's £4.50 for a carrot sandwich. Oh, isn't this misadvertising? And they blocked him.
But, did they?
Yeah.
I didn't know Boots did sandwiches now. So the little chemical ones they must be.
Yeah, no, they've always done, meal deals and stuff.
Okay. A little carrot sandwich, that would be nice.
Yeah.
A bit of tahini on it.
Yeah, a bit of a sad week this, isn't it?
Well, which bit?
Well, we lost Christine.
Oh, we lost your...
My Christine McVie.
You had a bit of a crush on her at one point.
No, I didn't.
You were swooning when you met her.
I had a lovely conversation with her one Sunday morning. It was a long time ago when my youngest son was still at school, and he went to an overnight birthday party.
They're called sleepovers now.
That's him. Yeah. He went to a sleepover in Wickenbrew, which is a lovely village just on the outskirts of Canterbury. And on the Sunday morning, I went to pick him up. But when I got there, he rang and he went, I'm not up yet. And when I do get up, we're having breakfast first. So can you wait? But it was a lovely morning. So I thought, so I sat on a wall. And I don't know.
Humpty Dumpty.
I don't know if you know Wickenbrew. There's a lovely little river that runs through it. And I was sat, and it was a lovely warm morning, and I was sat on a low wall, and up the other side of the river is a manor house, and it was obviously having a bit of restoration done on it. And I was thinking, what a beautiful house. That's lovely. And I was contemplating this when this lady in a barber jacket and wellies comes walking along, and she said to me, can I help you? And I said, I'm just waiting for my son to come out of... And I named...
Did she think you were away from Stray?
She thought I was casing the place. Or paparazzi or something.
That swag bag
Exactly. And the mask. What gave it.
Yeah, balaclava.
But I gave the name of the people. And she went, right. And I said, I was just admiring this house. What a lovely house. And she said, thank you, that's mine.
Oh.
And I said, not being rude, you're Christine McVie, aren't you? And she... Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I went, not only has your house inspired me, but... Your song inspired me too with Don't Stop for my radio show. And she said, how nice.
Mm. And did she invite you in for tea?
No, she didn't.
She weren't wearing your best Sunday best.
She did ask me what the radio show was, and she asked me what the station was, which I told her. Mm. And then she said, I hope your son isn't keeping you around too long. And then she went.
Oh, that's a lovely story.
And it was lovely.
But you were swooning, I do remember. You were a little bit starstruck and swooning.
She's one of my favourite artists. And three of my favourite songs were all written by her.
Yeah, I was listening on Sunday, I think it was, and they played a couple of songs that I'd never heard that she wrote, which were really, really poignant and lovely. And, we're losing a lot of greats. You see, you and I, it's our age, isn't it? We are losing a lot of greats.
Boomers.
Yeah, yeah.
Boomers.
You know, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
I've been listening. I've had to turn off Radio 2 now because I can't. I've lost Steve Wright in the afternoon.
Too young for you.
It is. I only listen now. Ken Bruce, But then all they're doing is advertising everything else. It's
do you do
really
Pop Master?
I'm very good at Pop Master,
are
as you?
You
might guess. Yeah, yeah.
I would imagine you are, actually.
Yeah, my new husband wants me to go on it, but I'd be too embarrassed.
Right.
In case I got it wrong. Too much pressure. But, so I now listen to Greatest Hits, Simon Mayo, on my drive home from here. It's very good. At 4 p.m. it starts. And a nice, a good team there, Simon and Matt. And then I listen on Saturday, Radio 6, Huey, the Huey Show, Huey Official on the Twitter. Great, great tunage.
Blimey.
Yeah.
I've been listening to Boom Radio.
Yeah, I know. Well, you're of an age, you see, because you are older than me, of course.
Moving on.
Yeah, I'm not getting Christmassy yet, by the way. I haven't got my Christmas tree up. I normally get it on Christmas Eve now the kids are grown up. I usually get one for about £7 because, you know, everybody's got theirs. And then
my black plastic one's up.
Yeah, I saw. We got it out the loft.
I got it out the loft.
How old is that now?
My black plastic one? Yeah. Oh, it's 25 years old.
Oh, dear. I always have a real one.
It's older than some of my kids.
Yeah, some of them.
Yeah.
But I have a real one, Paul Andrews, and I will get it on Christmas Eve for about £7.
My plastic one started dropping leaves now. It's that old.
Probably needs a good dust.
Yeah, yeah.
And do you have to decorate it or is it already done?
No, you have to decorate it. Hey, that's a thing.
Yeah, you can buy them already done.
Yeah, no, Amanda said to me, oh, the lights don't work. We've got two trees up. We've got a green one and a black one. We've got a green one in the living
room. Trust you to have two trees. Who has two trees?
Yeah, because nobody likes my black tree, so I have to put it out in the hall. Yeah.
Where nobody goes.
Yeah. Anyway, Amanda said to me, and our daughter Lucy were doing the Christmas trees, and Amanda said to me, "All the lights don't work. Can you order some new lights?"
They never do.
Yeah. So I go on Amazon to order lights. Well, now they all come ready done. Yeah, you get them they come in a pyramid, and you just
slide
it over the top and plug it in. I go,
well, how does that work?
Why would you want to do that? That's going to take all the fun out of it.
Yeah, but not just that. Everybody's tree is a different shape. Is it expandable?
Yeah.
What, expanding lights?
Oh, yeah.
Well, do you know what I've done, Paul?
Well, you have to get the size. See, because when
you can get medium large.
You get, 17 metres, 18 or something.
Skinny old black plastic
tree.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to order the wrong thing because it won't fit.
I have gone, because of the energy bills, because, we still haven't had our heating on. I've said to you, I've got thermal vests here, Layla. With toothpaste on.
I have to tell you, listener, it's the same vest you had on last week because it's still got the same toothpaste stains on it.
Yeah. No, it's not the same, but it's a thing. Well, Layla will tell you, you must not get dressed and then brush your teeth because I use toothpaste without fluoride, Layla, and it's runnier for some reason. It's
why do you use runny toothpaste? And then nobody
uses
it.
It's the way they make it.
Nobody uses
and
runny
I,
toothpaste.
Being a Gemini, I get bored when I'm brushing my teeth.
Well, that's
I walk around and it flies everywhere.
Being a Gemini is the problem.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Being a Gemini is the problem because you're two-faced. So when you're trying to clean your teeth, that's a nightmare, isn't it? Trying to clean teeth.
The thing that bores me most about teeth, while we're talking about it, I used to be a dental nurse, so I know about teeth.
Right.
I used to teach people how to floss and all that. I find flossing really boring. I never admitted that as a dental nurse, but it's the most boring thing ever,
You don't need to floss anymore.
What do you do?
TP sticks. They're far better.
What are they? Those plastic things?
Interdental sticks. Yeah, yeah.
You can also get the spray water as well. That's quite
fun. Yeah.
Oh, what's that? What, like a flower spray?
It's a little bit like an electric toothbrush.
Yeah,
you press
the
button and then it sprays water into it.
Yeah.
Oh, but then that would go all over me.
Yeah,
if
exactly.
I'm bad enough with
exactly.
a toothpaste.
It would wash the toothpaste off.
And as you asked, at the moment I'm using Saracan, which is a really nice. It's from a Saracan root. It's really nice. And no fluoride at all. And then before that, I use there's a nice aloe vera one that I use that I get from the aloe vera.
Yeah, hold on, you're cleaning your teeth with aloe vera?
Yeah, not the plant. It's a toothpaste.
No, aloe vera is that plant.
You just like saying it.
No.
Aloe vera.
When I was in the Caribbean on holiday, you had all these blokes walking along flogging aloe vera
plants
leaves.
Plants are very good if you burn yourself.
So to stop you getting sunburn.
Yeah, and you just take
and you're putting it on your teeth.
Yeah,
well, no wonder your teeth aren't going browner.
And you can use coconut oil for mouthwash.
Yeah. What is it Gwynny does? Gwynny Paltrow. She does all that sloshing thing, doesn't she?
Oil pulling, yeah.
Yeah, oil pulling. You can oil pull. You see, but it is a bad habit. I have to stop. I have to do it. But it's cold, isn't it? You get dressed, then you think you can tackle your teeth. But I do walk around and they are runnier. Definitely these fluoride ones are runnier. So runny, in fact, that with my Saracan, I do the top lot And then I have to put more on for the bottom lot because the first lot has just flobbed everywhere.
Can't you just take them out and do them?
A teeth?
Yeah.
I'm not as old as you. I keep telling you.
I haven't got false teeth, mate.
Also, on my show earlier, the Superior Show, Scoff and Quaff, gentlemen and ladies, Paul Andrews is the co-host, apparently. Doesn't really do much. And you were squaffling your words around, and it was me that was drinking the gin.
What do you mean I was squaffling my
words? Yeah,
no, you were sending me tweets from places in Spain that were trying to tell me about...
Yeah, your Spanish was awful.
Yeah,
paella.
No, it wasn't paella. It was some kind
Valencia.
Of Casa Agricola wine.
It was wine to
from
drink.
From Alicante.
Wine to drink with your Christmas turkey and your mince pies.
Yeah. And I'm teetotal, so I don't care. I couldn't care less what you're drinking with it. I have a glass of water with mine.
I have yours. Shall we introduce the guests?
You can try.
I'm bored with talking about my toothpaste now. Yeah. But what I will say is it's jolly breezy in Whitstable. And I haven't got my heating on at the moment. A little wood burner that I'm huddled up by because we've got quite a lot of... We've got three boilers in our house. Ridiculous.
And one of them's Jules.
And we can't put them on. I don't know why I come here.
No, I don't really. Either.
So I was going to tell you. So our lovely guest today, we've got Leila Ramadan, who is... You can follow her on the House of Leila. That's got a little underscore there. So it's House of, little underscore, Leila, spelled L-E-Y-L-A. The Arabic way.
Yeah.
And Adrian Parsons, who is APT training with a little number four at the end. What's the number four for, Adrian?
That's all Twitter will give me.
Yeah. Oh. Well, so Adrian one had been taken, Eddie?
Apparently so.
And two and three.
Yeah.
So you can find them. Please follow them and tweet them and everything else. So are you Arabic, Leila?
My dad's Turkish Cypriot.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I only know one word of Turkish. I speak Arabic, but not Turkish. But I know eşek.
Nice.
Which is donkey, isn't it?
Eşek, yeah. Eşek. My granddad used to call me that.
Did he?
My nickname.
It must be a thing, because I used to work with a Turkish guy and he was always calling me eşek. Something about my ears. Yeah. And I used to have Turkish au pairs years ago. Really lovely. A lady called Filiz.
Nice.
Who was from, oh God.
Turkey?
But a little seaside village, which your dad will know, and I can't remember its name. It will come to me later. And then Tulay, who was Muslim, whereas Filiz was Christian.
Right. Yeah.
And so when they were on the phone at my house, I used to pick up and they'd go, tamam, 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 all the time. And ibid,
nice.
Or something.
So did you get to eat their food?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Yes, I used to enjoy Turkish food. We have a Turkish restaurant, Mehmet, in Herne Bay.
Oh, lovely.
Very nice, yeah.
All right.
Anyway, enough
have you
of
done
that.
That? Yeah.
So, Adrian and Leila.
Right. Well, you didn't introduce Adrian. Oh,
I did. Yeah. I read out his Twitter handle.
Yeah.
Don't try and catch me out. So, we'd love to hear your tweets. Please use the BeBunker hashtag and we will hear you.
We've had some tweets come in already. Paragon Drones have said, good afternoon, Vanilla Web, that's me, and Jill Serkin, that's her. And they go, Business Bunker, looking forward to the cheesy tunes. I should think so too.
And Appropriate Training, which is the lovely Adrian, has said, looking forward to it, Paul, with no mention of me.
No, well,
I'll get him back, don't worry.
I don't blame him.
I'll make sure I get a video from his bad side later.
Face for radio.
Best Business Events, like to say congratulations to all our finalists of the Kent Business Awards. The winners will be announced on Wednesday the 7th of December at the festive gala dinner chaired by, me, at the Great Danes Hotel. Good luck to all of you. So do follow them on Twitter, Best Business Events, and you can find out all the nominees for the Kent Business Awards this Wednesday, which I am chairing, apparently, according to this tweet.
And did you see Martin Reeves?
I haven't yet, no.
I'll find that. Martin Reeves and the Vandellas, I call him.
Right.
And he said, I'd love a Business Bunker shout out today and I'll be listening live. I think it's a bit cold for him to be in his loft, don't you?
Yeah, you don't want to be in a loft.
He's probably tucked out. He's probably got some slipper socks on.
You think so?
Yeah. What's on in Kent? Have you read that?
No. You would have known if I'd have read it because you would have heard.
Yeah, well, I don't always listen.
Tell me about it. Yeah.
I'm frankly more interested in the biscuits that I've just brought up because I had a very early breakfast. Hope it's not too late.
I bet you got a little egg and a tomato in a jar as well.
No, I didn't get time to make it this morning. It's awful. I just bought some cassava chips. I've got some cassava chips, but it's not filling me up at all. No protein, you see.
All right.
No, my little boiled egg, I got the saucepan out and then realised it was 8:55. I had to go.
Right.
So, yeah, starving. What's on, if anybody wants to bring a little boiled egg and a jam jar with a tomato, it'd be great, gratefully received. What's on in Kent? They say, we hope it's not too late for a shout out. Looking forward to the Awards Kent. That's at Awards Kent on Twitter. What's Manana.
Yeah.
They're up for two awards.
They are indeed, yeah.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. And they say, have a great show, Guy. So are you chairing this award?
I am chairing. I am the compere for the awards
and
tomorrow night.
Where is it? The Ashford?
No, it's at the Great Danes, whatever it's called this week.
Yeah. Are you having dinner there?
They are having dinner, yeah.
How many courses?
I've no idea, about three. Why?
I'm just seeing if it's worth me getting a ticket.
I'm just working. There's 200 people coming, I'm telling you.
Excellent.
Yeah. I've got to work all night.
Yeah,
we're gonna start with Boomwhackers.
Who are they? A group?
No, don't you know what Boomwhackers are?
Never heard of it. Is it Australian?
Yeah, you do. No, it's Junk Jam.
Oh, Pip. Yeah, but I didn't know it was Boomwhackers.
Yeah, he does Boomwhackers. You know, the big tubes where you all whack the tubes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, what kind of tube?
They're plastic tubes that come in different colours.
Not a toothpaste tube, because I've got lots of those. If you want one,
the problem with this. Layla and Adrian, is that Pip, who's the drummer... Pip is the drummer...
He's got a card there, look.
Right, but Pip is the drummer for Mud, yeah, the 70s glam rock band, yeah? And he does loads of things, this. And he was on the show 2 weeks ago talking about this, and now she's pretending she doesn't know anything about it.
Well, I didn't know about the Boomwhackers bit.
Right, well, what he does with the audience, he's got lots of plastic tubes that are different lengths and different colours,
yeah.
And he hands them all out, and then he gets all the ones with green to go boom, boom, and all the ones with yellow to go boom, 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 and all the ones with blue to go boom, 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 and then he put them all together and you play a tune. It's brilliant.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And as the night wears on and they drink more...
And they drink more, it gets more and more outrageous. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's good. We loved him. Mm-hmm. I remember that. But I don't remember the Boomwhackers bit. I must have been doing something else at the time.
Yeah, yeah. Not paying attention as normal.
As normal. What's happening? Are we playing a tunage? Or
we are in a minute. Wait for it.
Would you like me to read something?
No, I'm going to read something.
Go on then.
You've read all my tweets, so I'm going to read all your tweets.
Off you go.
Yeah. Diamond Circle Weddings. They've tweeted... We have always done bespoke packages, but at this time, when it's tough for everyone, we have put together 24 different offers for our Christmas Advent calendar, and day 6 will be released at 6 p.m. today on Facebook. Thank you for that. You fancy getting married again? You haven't got married for a little while, have you?
Oh, honestly. Well, I wouldn't mind. But it's my third wedding was the best because it was very laid back.
Right, okay.
That was the best one.
Is that the one that Elvis came to?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that was good. I'm just going on their Facebook, Diamond Circle Weddings, and liking it. Right. Something about a reel. I don't even know about reels on Facebook. Didn't know they had reels.
Yeah.
But there you go.
Okay, you can read something now.
Okay, well, I picked this up downstairs, and I thought we're coming to winter, it was worth me reading this out. So it was down in our reception.
Right.
And it's seniors helping seniors. And we've had these people on our show before. Mm. But there is a phone number, and I will read it out. There's... they're probably all across the UK, but we have an Ashford one and a Swale one. Mm. And I thought it was really, really good to be talking about this at the moment. So there's a website, which is seniorshelpingseniors.co.uk. And there are two phone numbers. And the Ashford one is 01233 746 1000. And the Swale is 01795 515 392. And how it works is there's older kind of people helping older people, which I thought was really lovely because they've probably got something in common.
Yeah. So does that mean you're going to come and help me?
I think you might need some. I bring you some nice runny toothpaste when I come.
Oh, I don't want that.
But they want, if you want help for one of your elderly relatives, perhaps, they have care that's flexible. Did you ever call these for your mum?
Did I what?
Ever call these for your mother?
No.
Did you know about them?
No, I use Caremark.
I know, but I'm sure these were on our show a year ago.
No, Age UK come once a week to look after my mum.
They were. Well, Age UK were on our show, weren't they?
They were.
The lovely Charlie.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I thought that was great. So seniors helping seniors, give it a look, because it could be that you're in your 50s or your 40s and you feel like you've got a couple of hours to spare.
That's good placement there, because I can't see you now.
Yeah, I know. My lovely teeth.
Right, thank you.
And then, do you want to read something, or do you want me to?
No, I want to play the Cheesy Tunage now.
Oh, I was raring to go. I was going to read something. Go
no,
on then.
I want to play the Cheesy Tunage.
I'm so glad that your nose is healing and your face.
It's getting my face was healed up.
You looked a right state last week.
Yeah,
I have
my
to
nose
say.
Isn't, yeah.
He went out on his Crocs on the patio, which was covered in moss and raining, and did a little skid, fell flat on his face.
I face planted my patio, but I was holding my wheelie bin. So there was nothing between my face and the floor, and the only thing that stopped me was my face. Nice. I fractured my cheek and my nose. And
he looked a terrible state last week, and he had a great big bandage on. It was all very simply.
I still got a bandage on.
Yeah, but you had a bigger one, didn't you?
Yeah.
I saw Serenity Becker said that she felt very sad. She Facebooked you or something, FaceTimed you.
It was the blood. It was a picture of all the blood that I put up.
The blood. The murder.
Yeah. Anyway, should we do some Cheesy Tunage?
Yeah.
Yeah. Never guess what I picked. You'll never guess in a million years.
Come on then.
Yeah.
Layla.
Of course.
Great guitar. Great guitar.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
Talis Independent Financial Advisors can help you invest, organise your pensions, and even get you the best possible life insurance, mortgage, or equity release deal. Check out talisifa.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Locke Associates Group. Let us look after all your people needs so you can focus on growing your business. No long-term tie-ins, just responsive, commercially-minded support. Find us at lochassociates.co.uk.
Hey, Derek and the Dominoes there. Layla.
Great guitar.
How did I think of that, eh?
Oh, I don't know, but I think you should have found an Adrian song.
Quite disappointed.
Yeah, are you? Next time you're on, Adrian, I could probably find a Parson-related song.
Yeah, we'll leave that in.
Anyway, that was in homage to Layla, who's our first guest.
Thank you so
Layla
much.
Ramadan. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Layla. Why don't you tell us a little bit about you? And I know that you've got a crowdfunder going and you're trying to establish a wellness centre over in Gravesend area. Yeah,
that's right. So we found a great location and we've been building the community for around 7-8 years now.
Right.
And it's at a point where it'd be great to have a home for us all. So somewhere where everyone can come and practice their yoga and their meditation. And it'd be lovely also to open a healthy plant-based restaurant and a wellness workspace. So the idea is that people can come, they can order a juice, like what Jules was saying earlier, you know, with all those the good stuff in. We'll have some stuff for you as well.
Yeah, thank you.
And then people can go do a yoga class. They can sit and they can work from the desk that will be provided, and then they could go and have some lunch and then maybe do some more work, go do another class or have a treatment. So the idea is that people can come and spend the whole day in this wellness space, because there's so many people working from home now. People are getting a lot of issues with their backs, or they're procrastinating because they're like, oh, I'll go clean the kitchen, do some washing up, or maybe put a wash on. And, you know, it's so easy to get distracted, or even with scrolling, you know, through social media. So we've got some really good ideas to help people.
Cool.
With that.
I love this.
And you found the venue,
yes.
You said.
Well, before we get there, I want to kind of do the journey. I want to find out what's what. And then there's something really interesting I want to tell you at the end of this as well, which you'll like. Yeah. So where at the moment, what are you doing and where are you doing it?
So at the moment, we are on Crowdfunder. So we're on Crowdfunder and we have a campaign where we're looking to raise £30,000.
How much, sorry?
£30,000. And that will allow us to go into the space and do all of the building work that needs to be done. It allow me to pay for staff to help with that as well.
Okay. So before getting, are you doing stuff at the moment? Are you doing classes and stuff at the moment?
Yeah.
And you do them in random places, presumably?
Yeah, so hire out different halls.
Yeah, okay, which is always a pain, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, it makes a really big difference to have a really beautiful open space that people can come in and feel comfortable and feel warm, and also have props available, especially if people are going to work after the class. They don't want to bring their yoga mats and all their bolsters and blocks, you know. Yeah, so it just make a massive difference. And there isn't a yoga studio anywhere near and where we are, so it'd just be great to have that available for the community.
And yoga's got really popular now. I mean, when I was teaching years ago, it was quite sort of unusual for some reason. And then Pilates came in and it got a bit more, and then yoga seems to have made a renaissance, I think, as well. And I think people need it at the moment as well.
Okay. So you've identified a location to do this, a venue.
Yeah.
And presumably you're going to rent that on a long-term basis.
Yeah.
But it needs work on it.
Yes, lots of work.
It doesn't need a lot doing it.
Yeah, but it's in a great location. So,
is it? Yeah. That's the main thing, though, isn't it? What is it, an industrial unit of some kind?
No, we've actually got a shop front, which is amazing. So it's in the centre of Gravesend town. It's right next to the clock tower.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's got a lot of opportunity for footfall. And it's a five-minute walk from the station, which, funny enough, it's got the international fast train. So you can come to Ashford or go into King's Cross, which is amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's only 20 minutes.
Mm. No, that's brilliant. Mm. Okay, so I want to explore a few things here, because I think this is a brilliant idea, and you'll find out why I think this is a brilliant idea in a bit. Not least of which, because it's just a brilliant idea. Okay, so you mentioned about people working from home. So you're going to have classes, you're going to have food and healthy so-called carrot sandwiches.
Carrot with tahini. Delicious.
Yeah. I like a carrot.
Yeah.
I have to tell you another story. A thousand years ago, I worked for a very, very well-known investment bank. And we had a lad there who had a brain like a planet. He had 3 degrees from Oxford and Harvard. and everything, but he had the common sense of a half a donkey, yeah, because...
An Eshek.
He sat at his desk one day having lunch, and I go, what are you eating there, Jonathan? And he went, it's a vegetarian hot dog. Right, how much did you pay for that? Bearing in mind, this was about 1982, right? How much did you pay for that? He went, £2. It's a carrot in a bun, mate. No, it's a vegetarian hot dog. It's not, mate. It's a carrot in a bun is what that is. Anyway, enough of that.
Mustn't take our finger off the pulse, but
I did a radio show from the Free From exhibition. Are you familiar with that? Mm-hmm. Olympia?
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, when they first launched Free From, which is all the plant-based, vegetarian and vegan food. Mm-hmm. And it was massive. It was a massive thing. They used the whole of Olympia over 3 days. They had hundreds of thousands of people through the door. It's a big thing. Mm. Okay, so you made mention of people working from home. Mm. Are you looking at having people working there?
So working, like self-employed people?
Yeah, within the premises.
So other teachers, presumably, yoga teachers?
Yes. So we have a team of yoga teachers already. Mm. So everybody teaches different classes and we'll be adding more to the timetable. So there'll be classes every single day for different teachers, different styles of yoga.
Okay. Now, I just wondered if you were doing hot desking or anything like that.
The wellness workspace is the hot desking. Yeah, so there'll be opportunities for people to come in and hire the desk out. And we've got different seating arrangements as well.
Fantastic.
Yeah, she's standing desk.
She's clever, isn't she?
Yeah, well, that's great because you can work, as Layla said, and then you can do a little class.
That's a good idea,
before you go home. Rather than work, go home, and then... You get too comfortable and you can't go out again in winter.
Especially
once
it's dark,
it's cold, I find it very hard once it's dark to go out in the evening.
That's a really clever idea.
Yeah.
You've got to be really clever to think of things like that, haven't
you? Yeah. Oh, you mean you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you don't do yoga at your...
Yeah, we do.
Do you at
Fruit? Oh, yeah, we do.
At Fruitworks.
No, it's better than
you
that.
You have that lovely lady, don't you?
Yeah, it's better than
meditation.
That. It's better than that. It's better than that.
Do tell me.
Yeah.
He's dying to, Adrian. Can you tell?
I own a place in Canterbury called Fruitworks, which is a community workspace, and we do have yoga classes and mindfulness classes, but they're just people that come in and hire a space. I'm just about to launch a co-working space in Tenterton, where I live. And we've got four buildings, and one of the buildings is a mindfulness centre.
Nice.
It's not plant-based, but it's a restaurant. They will sell vegetarian muck, but because I own it...
If you want a can of peas,
Because I own it, they'll sell some real food as well. And that, again, is a wellness centre with co-working. So
we
are totally in tune in terms of...
I will say 35 years ago, I used to work in Balham at the Sunra Centre as a yoga teacher, which was a wellness place with five or six rooms with various, chiropractors and everything, and a beautiful plant-based restaurant.
The clever thing that Layla's doing here is to mix it with an office environment.
Yeah.
Because as you said, Jules, if you're at work and you have to get up and you have to go out, especially in the winter, and you think, I can't be bothered to go to a class and get, soaking wet, go to a class and then come back to work. If you're doing it all in the same place, it's not a biggie, is it?
Then you could be your lunch hour, couldn't it? So what styles? You've got beginners classes and then advanced, presumably, as well?
Yeah, and a mix of hatha, vinyasa. I also teach yoga trapeze, which is really fun.
Love that, Paula.
Hold on. You're not getting away with that. You teach what?
Yoga trapeze. So it's really good for traction therapy. So the idea is that you're upside down, and obviously as we're walking
around all day,
our head's so heavy and it shrinks our spine. And as we get older, we get shorter, and it causes all these issues.
But that is very true. When I was younger, I'm nearly 70 now, but when I was younger, I was 6'2", and my kids were taking a mickey out of me, and we measured me the other day. I'm only 6 foot now.
Exactly. So you need to be in traction upside down, and I volunteer, Paul Andrews, to come in the new year. We'll sort it out.
Get it on video.
What do you do? Hang me up by my feet?
Over your hips. So the material go over your hips, and it also opens your hips, because a lot of people have a lot of issues with their backs, and they don't realise it's because they've got tight hips. Yeah. So it helps lengthen the spine and open the hips at the same time.
Wow.
You'd love your hips
snake
open.
Hips. this contraption sounds to me like the thing they use for training trapeze artists in circus.
Okay.
Is that where it's on two suspended things around your waist and you can Somersault and all kinds?
Not quite. It's a lot more gentle. Like the material is nice and soft, and it's really easy to get into.
Right.
I mean, come down and I'll show you. I'll get you.
Yeah, she's going to turn me upside down, isn't she? Yeah. I know.
Don't eat too much before.
Yeah.
It's my advice.
Yeah. And you know, you use gravity, so it's a lot more of a surrendering, relaxing practice. So even people that want to come and work on their flexibility, they can just breathe into it, and then gravity does all the work for them. So
I like the sound of that. Yeah. Not having to do any work. Yeah, cool. This is a fantastic project. Enough of the mucking about. It is a fantastic project. You need 30 grand to do it. You've just launched a crowdfunder. How's that going?
Yeah, it's going well. We're just under 9,000.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and we've got 2 weeks to go.
Right.
And, we've got some more ideas of marketing more, so doing different shows like this.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, we're really, really excited about it. And we could, obviously do with more support, more sharing on Twitter and Instagram and everything like that. But I'm really positive about it. Everyone that's in the community, even people like local businesses, they've been so much help. Everyone's coming together and they're giving us some services as well. So when you donate, you don't just donate and not get anything from your money. We've got lots of local wellness businesses that have offered their services. So there's an osteopath that's offered some of his osteopathy treatments. We have masseuses saying that they'll do massages for us. So when you donate, you get the massage or you get your treatment or your consultation. Yeah. And everybody has been really, really generous with what they've given
us. And you were introduced to me and to the radio show by Growth in Business, the council site. So
Keith Grimley, he is such an amazing, lovely, supportive man. I'm so grateful. And, the council in general, like there's so many good opportunities. And as a community, I feel so privileged to be part of, that community. I haven't lived in Gravesend for long. I've been there around 7 years now. And the moment I got there, everyone's been so kind and everybody talks to each other and supports each other, helps each other. The Gurdwara there as well, the Sikh community.
Yeah, yeah.
I've taught yoga there. And
A friend of mine, a friend of ours, Paul Babra, who's from Canterbury, but he hangs out in Gravesend because the temple there, the Sikh temple there, is quite large, isn't
it? It's beautiful, Guru Nanak temple,
Fantastic. Right, so let's get down to the nitty gritty now. How can people find your crowdfunder and donate thousands to it?
So if they go onto my Instagram or Twitter, there's Linktree that will take you straight there. Or if you type in on crowdfunder, Gravesham Yoga Studio, Vegan Cafe and Workspace, it should come up.
We've actually got links to it on the radio website.
Amazing,
as well.
Thank you.
So they will stay there forever. So if you want to find that, go into kempersisradio.co.uk. Currently on the homepage, you'll find a link to Layla and what she's doing. We wish you incredible success with it. It's a fantastic project. I know you're going to be successful with it, and it's a really, really clever idea.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So do keep us informed how you're going. Do tag us in anything you do. If you tag me, Vanilla Web, or her, Jill Sirkin, on Instagram, I'm Biz Radio, but everywhere else I'm Vanilla Web or Paul Andrews. Just tag me on any of those, and we'll happily share it and put stuff out there.
So grateful. Thank you.
Okay, and we wish you much success with the project.
And I look forward to putting you in a trapeze.
Can I
come and watch?
Yeah.
I'll come and clap, Paul Andrews, and give you some moral support.
Have
you got your leotard still that you wore for your tutu dance?
My tutu, yeah.
It's got a pink tutu.
Oh, lovely.
I'll send you a picture.
The trouble with doing this show and having really interesting people such as yourself on it is I get roped into doing all kinds of stupid things, like famously having all my body hair shaved in a shop window in Whitstable once.
Oh yeah, I remember
which was
that.
Disgusting. But we raised £800 just from the crowd gawping in the window.
That's amazing.
No, it wasn't amazing. It was horrible.
I remember that. That was a long time ago.
Is the video still up?
No, I managed to get it banned. I tell you what is up. There's also a video of me in a pink tutu. I did a 4-hour Zumba class with the Minister for Sport, to raise money for the Herb's Palsy charity many years ago. What they did is they did an auction, and depending on who bid the most, you can nominate what I did, and the winner got me to dress in a pink tutu and do this Zumba class. Which I did, and Jules has a habit of keep sharing the photographs about and stuff like
it's
that.
It's out now on Twitter.
Oh, for God's sake. And then some years ago, a friend of ours does a similar radio show to this in New York, and he asked me to stand in for him while he was away. So I was doing this radio show in New York, and the first chap that was a guest that came on was the editor of Forbes magazine.
Wow.
Yeah. And he came on, and I started to talk to him, and he said, excuse me just a minute. He said, you're Paul Andrews, you're from England. Yeah. I've just Googled you. Could you tell me why you're wearing a pink ballerina's outfit? And, oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, it has been. I keep it and just use it whenever I fancy. And Keith Grimley has just trotted up on my Twitter. I'm just going to read it. So I'm just telling him. So you can follow Keith Grimley on Keith R. Grimley, and he's based in Maidstone, I do believe.
Yeah, but he works at Gravesham Council, yeah.
He does, and he said, just in case Paul misses it, he's looking forward to seeing you off on your yoga trapeze, and he's put an elephant with little pink boots on.
Thank you, Keith, yeah.
Layla.
So now,
which looks remarkably like you.
Yeah, so now I've got to get turned upside down at my age in a trapeze harness. Okay. Yes.
You'll be able to get back to your 6'2".
Do you think?
Yep.
Does it work?
If you get one at home and you hang upside down for 5 minutes a day, you will.
There we are, Layla.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
You should definitely wear that. I've got it
on there. You have to enlarge it.
I'll put it away, for goodness sake.
I think it's very fetching.
Yeah. We'll give it a go. I'd like to be 6'2" again.
And lovely Sarah Marsh Collins is listening in. She's in Devon, I believe, isn't she?
She is, yeah.
Surrounded by, her lovely new husband has got a huge Christmas tree. She says, tuning in late.
I wonder what you were going to say there.
A huge Christmas tree. Tuning in late for chat and cheesy tunage with Bee Bunker. Layla's yoga cafe and vegan workspace sounds lovely. And we've been buying a Christmas tree. Lovely.
Fantastic.
And it's a lovely Christmas tree. Aww. I can smell that, the pine.
Can you?
Yeah.
Can you smell the pine on my black plastic one?
No, I can't. I can only smell the dust.
It's got furniture polish on it.
Well, last year we didn't have one. Well, you polish it, do you?
No, just give it that smell.
Spray it with some pine.
I'll spray it with pine fresh.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you what, actually, what? Sarah Marsh Collins, her tree is bigger than her husband. Huge is. Perhaps he hasn't been stretched on a trapeze lately.
Possibly. Yeah. I'm going to read. We read this last week, but I want to read it again because you talked over me when I read it.
Oh,
when
I'm so
you,
sorry.
You read it last week, and I tried to tell you something, and you talked over me.
Yeah.
A centuries-old rural pub is up for sale.
Oh yeah, because I wanted it.
What can you do with her?
I know.
Adrian, what can you do with her?
I've got some gin around here.
Arrest her, please.
Has he bought his handcuffs?
Yeah. A centuries-old rural pub is up for sale. The Star Inn in St Mary in the Marsh on Romney Marsh is to go under the hammer at auction next month with a freehold guide price of £400,000 to £500,000. It was first registered as an ale house in 1711, and in 1732 it was named the Star. In later years, the hostelry had literary links with authors living and working nearby. Now, the reason I'm interested in is that very pub is where we all met to found this radio station.
Yeah, yeah. Has it got? Is that the one with the parrot in it, or is that another one?
No, that's another
Romney Marsh. Because there's a couple, aren't there?
Yeah. No, this is right out. It's in the middle of nowhere on St Mary in the Marsh, and Kevin, myself, and Craig Avery met there to plan our launching ourselves on the radio world by launching Channel Radio meeting there.
What a good plan.
Yeah, I'll tell you who lives nearby. He did until he moved, was Julian Clary, but he moved a little while ago.
Mm.
And Paul O'Grady still lives a couple of doors down from the pub.
Yeah, I saw Paul O'Grady in somewhere near Faversham in a pub once.
Mm.
Thing is, when I'm in a pub, I'm often, not in the mood to remember stuff.
Did I tell you I met Christine McVie?
Yes, you did.
Oh, did I mention it?
A few times, yeah. A couple of times. Yeah. You had a little crush.
Yeah.
So is it on to Stevie Nicks now, is it?
No. Do you know, I've spoken to Mick Fleetwood as well.
Have you?
Yeah, that was funny, though. That was in the 1970s.
Where were you?
I was working. I worked for an insurance company. I had to ring him to ask him his personal details.
Really?
He was very nice to me.
Did he give them to you?
He did, yeah. It had to be him as well. I had to speak to him. I couldn't speak to his agent or anything because it was a personal thing.
Personal, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
And he was very pleasant. He was very pleasant.
Where does he live?
Now he lives in Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
Then he lived in London, but he lives in Hawaii now.
I would like to live in Hawaii. I'm thinking Zanzibar.
We'd like you to live in Hawaii.
I'm thinking of Zanzibar now. Okay. It's a little health village there, very nice, all sustainable. Yeah, I'm looking into it.
Is that a retirement village?
No, it's not. It's a health sustainable for young, frolicking people like me.
Really?
In spring 2023, a brand new business community space is due to open on the outskirts of Tenterden.
Oh, blimey.
Do you know anything about this?
Yeah, I might do.
Yeah, you've slipped it in, haven't you?
Yeah.
So the new space consists of four buildings set in landscape grounds with an on-site car parking, which is always a boon. Except we won't be allowed to drive our cars anymore, but never mind. Yeah. There is co-working and hot desk. Apparently available from one day a week with a range of options. Why is it only one day a week? What do they do
from,
on the rest?
The word from.
Oh, so they can rent it from one day a week?
From one day
so
a week.
So if they want 7 days a week, can they have that?
They can have 8 days a week if they
wanted.
Fabulous.
Eight days a week.
That would be a Beatles song.
Yeah, it is. With a range of options. Options.
See, it always pays to read what you're reading.
I've inhaled something. Quick, you read. It's because this was on the floor. Quick.
What a load of old nonsense.
There's some awful dust on there.
Are you coughing up? Right, okay. While she's having a coughing attack, I'm going to read this.
I think you sabotaged it.
You'll like this. Planners are hoping to have the inland surfing space, which will generate artificial waves and be known as the Sea Hive, open by 2025. Yeah, it's planned for land at the former colliery, Bettshanger, at the Bettshanger Country Park near Deal, and will attract thousands of visitors to the area each year. An application for it has been submitted to Dover District Council, along with separate plans for a 120-bed luxury hotel, a spa and a gym, and the surfing lake. Yeah, the overall master plan for the 15-acre site will feature a wave garden, cove, surf lagoon at its centre, which can create more than 20 different wave types from 50 centimetres to 2 metres, providing rides of up to 15 seconds long for all ages and abilities. There will also be 15 accommodation pods, a wellness centre with yoga and fitness zones, cold water therapy, meditations pavilion and a splash pool. No trapezo. Useless. They failed. So that's a deal. And that should be good fun, shouldn't it?
Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Never surfed.
Yeah. Have you not?
Never.
I used to surf when I was younger. Both my boys were really good surfers. Jamie especially, my oldest, really good surfer. I lived in Cornwall for a while and we surfed a lot.
You have to down there, don't you?
Huh?
You have to down there, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, you have to, yeah, yeah. I couldn't do it now, of course, but...
After trapeze you could.
Yeah. Do you reckon? You're right now, Jules.
Yes, I inhaled something from this very mic.
See, she's blaming the equipment
Whereas
again.
I could actually feel like a lump of concrete.
Yeah, bad workman blames their tools.
It was rolling around on the floor, you see, that's why.
Well, that's because you knocked
when
it on the
floor.
When
was the last time you hoovered in here? Just
out of interest. Ages ago.
Anyway, I'm talking about the Tenterden.
Yeah.
I can still feel it in my throat, but I'll carry on.
Jules, you soldier on, love.
I know, it's very harsh.
Yeah.
Membership of the co-working space is all-inclusive. And offers ultra high speed tea and coffee. Oh no, Wi-Fi, shower facilities.
Yep,
that's great, isn't it? Much more.
Yeah.
Prices range from about £60 a month starting, and there are also a range of private office pods. What's a pod?
Well, just offices.
So you've got a little thing around you. The
walls.
Pod
walls, they're called.
Oh, so it's not like a pod with like. Well, cause,
it's an office.
Yeah. Why do they call it a pod? No, because it says pod. It says pod and offices, though.
Yeah.
I thought a pod was like those sort of leather bonquette things.
Bonquette.
Yeah. And then
what's
you get
a bonquette?
Those little leather things, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like you get in a,
I haven't seen that film.
Like you get in a diner.
Yeah.
Little sort of leather things,
okay.
And then you have a little screen in front.
Right.
A bonquette. That's what I call it. You used to get them at the Wimpy Bar, didn't you? Bonquet?
Sorry about that.
I think it's French. There's a little range of private office pods, whatever a pod is, and offices. In fact, a pod, isn't that a shoal of dolphins?
Just get on with it, for God's sake.
Isn't a pod a shoal of dolphins?
I'm not having a shoal. The chances of me having a shoal of dolphins in an office in Tenterton are nil.
Now, that would be very therapeutic.
Yeah.
You had a nap one.
We're having a nap pod.
Oh, I'd love that. A little nap.
A sensory nap pod. You're not allowed to steal that, Paul.
Oh, I would love a sensory nap pod, especially. Where was I? Yes, they've got units of up to 2,500 square feet with pricing dependent on configuration, which I guess means what they put in it.
Yep.
To you.
Yep.
And me. And there'll be an on-site canteen serving drinks and food to tenants. A range of meeting rooms, a boardroom. It's going to be huge, this space.
Yeah, well, it's four buildings.
An event space is also available to hire, starting from £10 an hour. And the Trading Post, which will be what it's called, is a business community space serving the Weald of Kent and is strategically placed to handle businesses from Tenterton, Cranbrook, Goudhurst, Ham Street. Makes me hungry, this. Ham Street. Ham and mustard. You can't beat a good mustard. Good English mustard. Bethesden, Chilmington Green, and the wider area.
Especially, absolutely,
yeah,
and we are negotiating to have a fitness and wellness centre there.
Well, I know a lady who could help.
I know a lady too.
A lady,
do you know a lady?
There's a lady.
I know
called,
a lady.
Could called Layla could come down and sort of.
She certainly could.
Yeah, she could swing you. You could take your trapeze down there, Layla.
I could.
Swing him about.
Yeah,
I'll come and watch. Four luxury holiday chalets and up to 20 rural shops are being created in the multi-million pound transformation of an equestrian centre near Faversham, Willow Farm. I used to go riding there. The work is underway at Willow Farm, in Hanslet, Ospringe, which is planning permission for the expansion and is expected to create dozens of new jobs. I feel a bit sad, really, when these rural equestrian centres are going. Mm-hmm. And, you know, anyway, holiday chalets it will be. And there's a much-loved restaurant that's been forced to close after its owners fell victim to a horrible phone scam. This is the Barletta, and it's inside the Turner Contemporary Gallery. In fact, I've had a soup in there once, gallery in the Turners, and it's going to close its doors for good on Friday, December the 9th, after fraudulent activity on the company bank account made running the business impossible.
We've all been there.
Owner.
Happened to me 2 weeks ago. Had my bank account emptied at work.
Yeah. Yes. Is that the phishing? It's phishing.
Yeah. Phishing, yeah.
And can you get any recompense from banks?
We are arguing with the bank who currently are saying no. And we're currently arguing with them.
Well, co-owner Natalia Reeb, maybe you should talk to Natalia, says thieves took all the money out of her account, costing the restaurant $50,000. It's awful. I don't know how it happened, she said. I was tricked into thinking I was talking to the Financial Conduct Authority.
Yeah.
They knew my address and how many accounts I have. Is that what happened to you, or was that a different phishing?
No, we
yours was an email, wasn't it?
Yeah, somebody spoofed my email and sent it to my bookkeeper and said, can you pay these invoices now, please? It's urgent. Get on with it. So they did. And it wasn't me. Yeah.
I get quite a lot of scams on my WhatsApp saying, hey, mum, I've lost my, ruined my phone and my SIM got broken. And I fell for it the first time and I wrote down which child is this, because I've got three kids. And they didn't answer. Mm. And then you know, I found out. And I get quite a lot of those. But it's awful, isn't it, that this is happening?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And I think that the security agencies need to actually up their game and get up to date with all this, Adrian. You probably know more about that than us.
Yeah, it's not my area. But I did hear someone the other week actually saying that a good response to those texts on WhatsApp will be, well, OK, send me your what three words location.
Yeah.
To verify
what
three words location to verify that it's you.
Okay.
And generally getting that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
If it's
your
child, they'll send it, won't they?
Yeah. If you text them, you don't get done, do you?
If you text them.
Yeah, if you answer them, you don't get done, I don't think.
It's not my area of expertise. I don't really know. I just ignore them.
Yeah, I do as well. And I actually blocked this last one.
You can report them. There's a
on WhatsApp you can, yeah.
And there's also a text number where you can report phishing emails. It's pointless because they don't do anything about it.
I know.
The best thing to do is, as Adrian said, just block them. Yeah.
Talking about Faversham again, there's an outdoor cinema company with the financial backing of a movie giant, Sony, and they are going to significantly expand if plans for a new Kent base are approved. Developers say a bid to open a warehouse for Luna Cinema onto a proposed business park in Dargate near Faversham will create 50 full-time jobs. So that's interesting.
Cool. I've had a tweet from Tracy Ferguson. She said it sounds such a lovely project that Layla is doing. I've found the same since moving to Medway 6 years ago. Such a welcoming community, feels like home, and the Sikh temple in Gravesend is simply stunning. She says, wishing you every success with this, Layla.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much.
Lovely. Cool.
And you can find Tracy Ferguson on Tazy 64, Layla. And she is a personal growth trainer and mentor, and she is the owner of Plucky's World, Plucky's world.com, and you'll find her there, Tazy64. I've read that one. That's Margate thing. I heard a very sad thing as well about Faversham. One of my favourite bakers has gone under, and that's Ted Baker. It's Wild Breadhead in Faversham, who used to do the best sourdough, and they were in Faversham Street Market, and they had a little cafe off a road in Faversham.
And what's happened to them?
They've gone and bankrupt and lost. Well, their business is gone, and they had 8 staff. So there was a little cafe and a thing, but they were off the beaten track, but their bread was absolutely sublime.
It's a shame, isn't it, when we lose businesses like that?
Well, they
like
were
that.
On SCOFF last year when I did a Zoom with them. Mm. When we were all locked in, and I will find out what's happening and if they're going to bake, because I think once you're a baker, you're always going to bake.
Sure. Sevenoaks Chamber, join us for the Chamber Sustainability Forum on December the 13th, bringing together local businesses who are passionate about sustainability. You can find all the details and book a place by going to kempetusradio.co.uk/calendar, and there you will find details of that and very many other events that are taking place over the next month. Kenwood Trust, you're invited to our Christmas Carol and Thanksgiving service taking place at 3 p.m. on Saturday the 10th of December in the Sindon Room, Kenwood House. There will be Christmas carols, a short talk, followed by hot drinks, mince pies, and something you'll hate, Jules.
What is it?
Cookies.
Oh, well, I only like biscuits, you see.
Yeah. We'd love you to join us. So do pop along to Kenwood Trust at Yalding on Saturday for the carol service.
Yeah, I'm sorry I keep, clearing my throat. I've definitely inhaled a piece of concrete off this microphone.
Well,
why don't you
drink something? Have a drink of something.
I can't. It's too hot. I just made one. Now, Keith R. Grimley on the Twitter, has said that you look sort of fetching in your tutu.
I've got him into trouble now.
Oh, no. Why?
Well, he shouldn't be talking to me. He should be working.
who's spotted it?
I think his boss is.
And Sarah Marsh Collins says she's very excited about the real tree. It's the first time in 35 years. And she says to Layla, best of luck with the crowdfunding. Get to an FSB Kent networking event and you should find lots of support there. And, Sarah Marsh Collins, we're wondering whether to have a tree this year because Darcy Greyhound, as you know, we've only had her a year. Last year we didn't risk it because she can sort of eat baubles and things. But I think this year we're going to try and introduce her to a proper tree.
Yeah. And that's a point, Layla. The day after tomorrow, Thursday, is the Kent Women in Business Christmas Lunch and Networking. It might be worth you trundling along to that and meeting lots of Kent business women that could support you.
Amazing. Thank you. Yeah. I'll do that. Yeah.
I'll tag you in.
Thank you.
On Twitter because I've got a thing for it. So amazing. I'll tag you in just so you can see if you fancied it.
Yes, please.
Cool. Do you know what?
Yeah, news. Is it news time?
It is. It's time to join the channel.
I can have a jolly good cough.
You need...
and drink my green tea. I've got a very nice one. I've got a Fortnum & Mason somebody bought me, and it's a Centra green tea, and it's very pleasant.
Cool. Yeah. We're going to join a Channel Radio newsroom. When we come back, we're going to talk to Adrian Parsons.
Yeah. Jolly good.
Yeah. 6'2".
6'2". Ex-copper.
Yeah. We're in safe hands, Paul Andrews.
I am. I don't know about you.
It's like Dixon of Dot Green in here today.
Yeah. Evening all.
No, none of these. They're all too young. Don't know what it is.
Don't know what we're talking about,
no,
do we?
No. Yeah.
Mind you, nor do we.
What about Zed cars?
Oh, yeah.
I used to love Zed cars.
But anyway.
Was it? Zed cars?
Yeah.
But he was Northern Irish, wasn't he?
I don't know.
The lead. Well, you're far too young.
The location.
The new one was Northern Ireland, wasn't it? Northern Ireland.
No, that one of the policemen was Irish, yeah. Yeah. I can't remember his name now.
Inspector.
Brian Blessed was also one of the coppers. Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah.
Gosh.
And Fancy Smith. That was his character, wasn't it?
I don't know. I wonder if it's still available.
No idea.
I have found the Wooden Tops. That's still somewhere in the... I watched it once on round Ken Lloyd's house.
Right, we missed the news now.
Oh, come on. Play it quick. Sorry about that.
This is Channel 2. The Business Bunker.